actually his way out of the game and built a life for himself, right?
Right.
You can't tell somebody what to do with their money, right?
You know, just because you know I got it and we family, then I'm supposed to give it to you, even if it's destined to fail.
You got on your keys. You got on your keys. Everything you want on top, everything you need, just got on your keys. Nobody could take this, built it from ground up, and nobody could break this. I'm making real moves, when I see it, I want it, I get it. Let's build an empire, baby, I know that you with it. Can't nobody stop this, they can only watch this. It's time to talk life balance, love and marriage, all the trending topics. No.
So look, so you know, everybody been talking about how Jay-Z told his cousin No about borrowing for $4,500. So I was trying to see, like, you know, we hadn't talked about it yet. I actually wanted to see how you have, you know, get your opinion, but I wanted to get your opinion on what you thought about that. So Jay-Z has a first cousin that asked him for $4,500. He told him no. And a lot of, you know, he's been getting a lot of backlash about it, about telling his cousin no, about giving him $4,500.
Now,
I mean, I had a few, you know, I actually had this conversation with a couple of other people.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't really feel like it was a, you know, it was a bad thing. I'm like, you know, it's a lot of factors that can go into that, because obviously the man can get his man $4,500,
right,
if he wanted to, right?
Yeah.
But a lot of times people don't understand, especially like when you see a lot of comments are like, you know, oh, he wrong for that, or he could have. It's like people don't realize that sometimes you can be doing somebody more harm than good just giving them money.
Right.
You know.
Well, then, because I mean, to me, I'm sitting here thinking like, even with that, I'm like, okay, you give him $4,500, like, mm-hmm, depending on, no one knows what he needed the $4,500 for, but
it was supposed to be some type of business proposal or something like that, some type of investment into whatever he had going on.
Okay, so, all right, so let's base that off for that, because what I was going to say was, well, if you give him $4,500 this month, what is he going to do next month? You know what I'm saying? So that's what I was immediately thinking, okay, but this was an investment proposal that he brought to him, that he brought to Jay-Z, Jay-Z said no. Well, then obviously Jay-Z is a hell of an investor, so that means that it probably wasn't a good investment. And then this man worked his, and this is what I feel like people don't understand, and it's like, what's wrong with, like, I feel like it's a problem in the black community, right? It's like, you can't tell somebody what to do with their money, right? This man was not given a handout, right?
Right.
This man came from a impoverished situation, very, you know, toxic, bad environment, and he hustled his way out of the game and built a life for himself, right?
Right.
And so why does he now have to give his cousin $4,500 for an investment that he doesn't even feel like is a profitable investment, right?
Right.
And so to me, I'm like, yeah, he could have given it to him, but if it wasn't a good investment, he felt like it was going to fail anyway, right? Then am I being a good cousin by not using the wisdom that I've gained, right, to tell you the right thing that I know, instead of giving you this money and then you going hit your head against the brick wall, which
right.
is what we do, right?
Right.
You know, for the black community, we know experience is the best teacher, but we don't look at other people's experience. We just gotta go hit that brick wall ourselves.
Right.
So to me, that would be the only comments. People that would be saying, oh, he's wrong for that, is people that don't have a progressive or productive mindset, and then also a mindset of, like, you know, no, everybody doesn't have to get it out the mud, but then there obviously has to be something more, that's to the situation than just that.
My thing be, you know, why, you know, in our culture, why is it that when we approach family, for whatever the case may be, to borrow money, a business deal, an idea, why do we go at them so half-cocked and then just have an expectation of, like, because you got it, then you should give it to me?
But then why we don't go to, well, that means,
you know,
we should go to Chase,
right, so
Bank,
like,
of America, Capital One, Fidelity. I mean, right? We should go to all these places that deny us loans,
right.
Credit card companies that deny us credit cards, say, oh, they wrong for that. They wrong for not giving me that credit card, even though I have a 550 credit score, and I ain't paid none of the credit building credit cards that I had back.
Right.
Like, we have to stop having that mindset,
right,
people. Like, seriously.
And
it's
right. And I think we lose sight of, when it comes to, like, family or close friends, like,
it's an obligation.
They know their character.
Yeah.
Like, if you have a family member that's coming asking you for money, obviously that decision to say yes or no is going to be tied into what that person knows of you.
Yeah.
The character, what they know of you as an individual.
Yeah.
Do you have the character to pull this off?
Mm-hmm.
Or is this going to be just one of, or this is going to be like one of your one-offs, or like an idea that, you know, you need some money for, or I'm, we're going to invest in.
Yeah.
And you, it's not going to be a, it's not going to be a thought out situation. So it's like, you know, just because, you know, I got it and we family, then I'm supposed to give it to you, even if it's destined to fail.
But, and that's not right, because I mean, we can have the same, like a lot of times we have relationships with the banks, or we may have an account with the bank, right? So now we family, because you know how much I got in my account, right? You see my transaction history, right. You know all of my business, you know my social security number, right? The bank knows all this, right? But we don't go to the bank saying, you my family, you know all my business. Literally, the banks know all your business. But then we don't go saying, but you just got it and you should just give it to me. No, the bank has standards that we have to abide by. And so we don't abide by those standards. And if we don't check the boxes for their standards, they're not going to give us their financial products. And I think that it's just about having the same level of respect that we have for other people's businesses, for these other companies that we go to, and have the same mindset. If Chase tells us, no, we're not going to give you this credit card, they may, half of the time, they don't even tell you why.
Right.
You know?
They're
going to send you the denial letter. And then if it's something to do with your credit, they'll have those kind of things on there that say, oh, you got derogatory things on your credit. But at the end of the day, you still going to bank with Chase.
So I'm going to tell y'all this. You know, if you are blessed to have somebody in your family that you're close to that has the financial means to invest in something that you have, a business, an idea, please go at them, go above and beyond.
Yeah.
Like, go above the call of duty, above what you would do if you were going to a bank or if you was going to an outside investor. Like, show them that respect, because I promise you, you'll see a difference, right? Show them that respect that you're willing to put the work in, to ask them for their money, to be an investor in what you have, and don't just go at them with the expectation that just because, and they could be close, to me, that should want you to be, to go above and beyond even more so.
Because you respect and you value that person, right. And you know that that person worked hard to get where they're at. And I think that's just, for me, I think that's where the most respect comes at for me. It's like, you know, a lot of us, we work hard. Just like us, you know, we use our $1,500 income tax check. That was, to literally the last part of the last income tax that we ever got. Because that's really what we ever got, but right. We use that to start, you know, our business. And it's like, just to imagine, you know, and we've dealt with this. Like, we have dealt with this. I was literally on my aunt's porch on yesterday talking about this, because I deal with this a lot. And at some point, it's, you know, like I was telling, you know, my cousin's friend on yesterday, I was like, you know, when my cousin may ask me, you know, to borrow money, I honestly, like, if it's like $150 or something like that, I just may just give her $100 or something, just because I'm like, you don't have a job to even pay me the $150 back. So I'm not even going to, I'm going to just give you this and don't worry, because I know you're not going to give me the $150 back. So I'll give you the $100 and don't even worry about giving it back to me, because of the simple fact of the matter, you don't have a job to give it
I tell people in a heartbeat, we don't lend money.
Yeah.
And that's the thing.
You don't lend money
that you can't afford to lose.
Yeah.
So relationships, family relationships get strained when one family member who may have some money, or they might not even really have, you know, disposable money like that.
Right.
But they feel like they're obligated to help. So they let somebody borrow money that they actually need, and then they don't get their money back.
Right.
So now that relationship is toxic now.
Yeah.
You should never lend money that you can't afford to lose, because that's the risk. It's just like a bank. The reason why the bank sends you through all type of underwriting criteria is because they want to assess the risk to make sure that you are who you say you are, and they're going to be at least be able to recoup the money that they gave you.
Yeah.
It's no different with your family. So if you can't afford to lose it, don't lend it.
Yeah.
Give it. We tell people, we don't lend money, but we'll give it to you. You know, if we have the money that you're asking for, and we feel like we want to, then it's a gift at that point.
It's a gift.
I'm not even really expecting it back, because I'm not about to become a bill collector off the money that I lent to you. So it's like, yeah, like we've dealt with all of these kind of situations. Family members asking to borrow money. People coming to us saying they got an investment idea. Would you invest?
Oh my goodness. And I, like, people get so upset with Jay because they'll be like, you know, they'll be like, it's not even that serious. It don't even have to be all that. He have to talk like this. And he's like, and for me, and I'm trying to, like, you know, ease the situation over. I'm like, well, no, the reason why he does this is because this is, but no, this has really happened before, you know, and I think that, I don't think it's wrong at all. I don't think it's wrong that his cousin went at him, because he knows that he has the capability to actually be the investor. But I think that it probably wasn't a good investment.
This episode of the Own Your Keys podcast is brought to you by our sponsors, the Arts Council of Greater Baton Rouge. The Arts Council's mission is to promote cultural growth, economic development, and everything art. Becoming a member of the Arts Council, you can enjoy things like adaptive workshops, writing workshops, and musical entertainment. Click the link in the description, y'all, and support the Arts Council by becoming a member. Now let's get back to it.
That's what I think.
Or he may not have went at him the right way.
The right way, yes.
You know, if we had a family dinner and you just telling me, man, let me hold $4,500. I got this thing I'm gonna do. And you run into me what it is, and I'm gonna just put myself in Jay-Z. If that was me, if we was at Thanksgiving,
you would have said, put everything down on paper and put, look, what's the ROI?
Give me a proposal.
Yep.
Give me a proposal.
Yeah.
Not telling me your proposal while I'm fixing my turkey dressing.
Yeah.
Give me a well thought out proposal showing me that you put some thought into this.
Because, like, you cannot go to the bank. This is the thing. You know this. You know, you could tell them so many horror stories from working in the financial industry. Like, even with one of the situations you working on right now, you know, a $5 million deal, and this person is literally, they wanted to be their own roast. I mean, their own
Their own appraiser.
Like, you can't do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't do that. And it's like, we can't go into situations half cocked. And for us being in business together, you know, it's even more important for us. So this is not just about, you know, a family member asking a family member for money. It's about, like, how are you presenting yourself as you are in your marriage or in your relationship, whatever it is, and you're in business together or with the partnership, how are you presenting yourself, right? Because that's really what it goes back to. You know, are you presenting yourself as a well put together business, or are you just presenting yourself as a mom and pop? But then also think about how far can you actually go, because this mom and pop, there's some things that have to be structured for growth, for sustainability. Right. You know, if your business is not structured for longevity, you know, for sustainability, then how far is your business gonna go? If your marriage is not structured for longevity and sustainability, how long are you gonna be married? You know, so this is so much deeper than just, this is just my cousin asking me, you know, to borrow $4,500. No, like, let's reel this back, you know, and say, like, okay, where is your proposal? What do you have in your proposal that's actually, if I'm giving you this $4,500, I want to see how I'm going to get my $4,500 back, and what's going to be the return?
And then like, taking ownership of your character traits.
Yeah. You always talk about character.
It's like, you know, we've had family members that are known for not paying other family members.
And get mad. So, y'all, right? I know that y'all, how many of y'all have dealt with somebody in your family or a friend that has borrowed money, and when you got to ask them for the money back, they get an attitude because you asking them for the money that they borrowed from you. I know we not the only people that have dealt with this before. It's like, I'm going to give you your money back whenever I get it back. I'm going to give you your money back when I feel like it. Ma'am, I did not feel like it when I gave you my money. Can you feel like giving me my money back? Today, on the 15th, you said you were going to give it back to me on the 15th. It's the 15th and it's 11:59.
Right. And it's the thing, y'all. Like, the upside of it is that in the Black community right now, we have a lot of people that can be a great asset to their families financially.
Yeah.
You know? Things are different than they were, you know, 50 years ago.
Yeah.
But we gotta do good business.
Yeah.
We have to approach those people within our sphere of influence, within our family that have those means, if we want to develop something that we're going to them and we want them to fund and we want them to invest in, we got to give them the same respect that we would give the banks or an outside investor.
Right.
It's like we gotta do that.
Right.
And that is one of the key things in our culture right now of that is stifling, you know, the accumulation of wealth because those first generation millionaires and first generation billionaires, some of them are not developing, you know, those situations because the families are not adhering to that type of responsibility.
Yeah.
They're not showing that, okay, like, do y'all really respect what I've developed?
Yeah.
What I've built.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, I want y'all to eat too. But eating and giving a gift ain't the same. Giving a gift and investing is not the same.
And when you have, this is one of the biggest things, what I was thinking about the entire time that you were talking about this, I was like, maximizing the opportunities that we have in life. We have to start maximizing the opportunities. It's so crucial and it's so important for us in a Black community now to stop thinking that we don't have opportunities. And when the opportunities that are presented to us, be in a position that we're ready, we're willing, and we're able to maximize off of them. Like, how does this opportunity, looking at the opportunity in a way of where it's going to take you, your family, your legacy, and accelerate it 10 times to the next level, you know? Because we'll be presented with the opportunities. We will. But sometimes we can't maximize the opportunity to take advantage of it because we may have a credit issue. We're in a position to where we're making money, but we're spending all the money that we're making because we want to go to brunch. You know, we want to buy whatever we purchasing these things that are not going to maximize our income. So we have to really be in a position now where we have to start thinking long term, right? Because if nothing taught us anything, the pandemic taught us everything.
Right.
You have to be prepared for any and everything. But being prepared comes with the mindset of preparation.
Right, exactly. And I'll even take it a step lower, even just to the simple fact of just listening. We identify somebody in our family that has shown and displayed that obviously they've been able to do well, but we won't even listen to them. They'll come to us and say, look, you might not have developed the training and the education that I have, but at least you might have enough respect to listen to what I'm telling you is going to work.
Yeah.
You know, our counterparts are developing family offices, they're developing trusts, they're setting up financial vehicles for the families to just invest money into. Mm-hmm. You may not know about it, but guess what? You know me and you trust me and you love me. Put your money into the vehicle that I've already displayed and I've shown you that I've been successful in this way.
So you don't
have the education, it's cool. But I'm gonna teach you how to eat just off of just being obedient. Just listen.
Yeah, just listen, right? And also it goes back to the trust factor because a lot of times you don't have family members that trust each other. But then no one wants to pay for an attorney.
But y'all don't trust each other, but you trust me enough to come ask me to borrow some money though.
So y'all like this? Download, make sure y'all download this episode. Leave us a review. And subscribe to the On Your Keys podcast.
It's been real, y'all. Remember, grind until you shine.
Yes.
Let's get it.
Peace out.
Off days, come up the hard way. Never no shortcuts, I took the long way. Gotta leave treasure for my kids, kids' pleasure. Every loss been a lesson and an unexpected blessing. Plenty seeds showing up, small money growing up. Accomplishing my goals, champagne bottle pouring up. Name on everything, I'm signing the dotted line. Money been working for me, I'm kicking back on recline. I own it just like the moment, everything I became. My hustle could take the blame, solidify my name. Gotta walk through the rain, gotta go through the pain. You gotta soak up the game. Create your own lane, switch gears, never change. Level up and gain. You can have everything long as you do one thing. You just gotta own your keys. You just gotta own your keys.